Welcome to Jaguars Postgame. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Jaguars great Fred Taylor break down today's game. You'll also hear from head coach Gus Bradley, as well as Jaguars highlights. Jaguars Postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah & Farrah, Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, Brooks Rehabilitation, and by EverBank. Jaguars Postgame starts right now.
Jaguars postgame after the Jags fall in week 13 to the Tennessee Titans. Final score, Nashville 42-39. Welcome in, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey. Fred Taylor is on the line with us today. Good afternoon, Fred. What's up?
JP, what's going on, guys? Mike, how's it going?
Hey, Freddie.
Doing well, except for this final today. The two missed extra points are going to stand out. But the Jags offense battled back in the second half, a back-and-forth game at the end there, and just fell 3 points short today, Fred.
Right. Those two extra points and the failed two-point conversion, I mean, when you look at it, after losing by three, you say, okay, those 4 points, they were vital. But the two-point conversions, they changed the game and how you have to go about things at those points when it happened. The offense did put up points. You wanted to see those guys get out there. Big playability. They were able to sustain drives, hit some quick drives, big plays. And that Allen Robinson, man, you got to love that kid. So a lot of potential out there. Just got to find a way to put it together where the defense plays well and the offense plays well. Until that happens, you're going to continue to lose to teams with only two wins.
Yeah, Fred, not only Allen Robinson, obviously the guy throwing the ball today. I thought Blake Bortles might have had his best game as a pro. Five touchdowns without an interception, and he blows away the Jaguars' single-season touchdown mark, now up to 27, came in with the 22, and really got it done in the red zone today. It was something that was harped on all week long, and the Jaguars, certainly, if nothing else, they executed well offensively in the red zone.
Yeah, Mike, I do agree. They looked outstanding in the red zone, and you know, you would like to see a lot more of that to finish the season this year. Blake stood in there. He stood tall, man. And that kid, both those, young team, the future, man, spells greatness for these guys. They continue to stick together. I'm looking forward to that. Yet, you know, you want to win now. You want to be in the moment and win now. Good things are happening. Bad things are happening. I got to find a way to try to put it together.
JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. We're awaiting the first word with head coach Gus Bradley. Jeff Loggeman is standing by outside of the Jags locker room. We'll go there in just a moment. You said some good things, and you had some good things on offense, but Fred, you also said bad things. A lot of bad things on defense today. Mariota broke loose for an 87-yard touchdown run. That's a backbreaker there, and some just issues on the defensive side with this Tennessee offense.
Yeah, a lot of issues. I mean, just guys out of position. You had to have known that after the week that Gates had against us last week, you know, you would think that after Delonte Walker just 3 weeks ago, what he did to us from a defensive standpoint, offense-defense standpoint, that they were going to do it again. That's their formula. It opens up their offense. And we weren't able to contain those tight ends today. They had plenty of targets. But to let the quarterback go 87 yards, it reminds me of 1999 when Steve McNair broke that long one on us and broke our back.
Fred,
it
let's go.
Reminded me of that, and it hurt a lot.
We'll get back with you in just a moment, Fred. Let's go outside the Jags locker room. Jeff Loggeman with Gus Bradley. Jeff.
All right, thank you, JP. Gus, certainly a wild game, defensive struggles, and then some struggles on special teams that possibly changed the way that you call a football game with the missed extra points.
Yeah, you're right. I offensively did some really good things. Got some red zone things corrected. Thought we performed well there. But defensively, a lot of missed tackles. I know we were trying to get creative, rushing 3, 4, 5, 6. At times we rushed 7, trying to find a way to get pressure on the quarterback. And, give them credit. They did a nice job running the ball and keeping plays alive, keeping series alive.
On the one bright side of it, Blake Bortles' career high, 5 touchdown passes out and sets the single season record. Allen Robinson also sets the single season record with 11 touchdown receptions in a season. It's hard to kind of celebrate those, though, isn't it?
It is. You know, there's going to be times when an offense or a defense doesn't play as well as they should or as hoped. And the other side of the ball has to pick up for that. And we had that offensively. The offense did a nice job. Defensively, we just didn't do enough. you know, in the red zone, whether it was third down or just the missed tackles and missed execution.
Rashad Green, the only injured guy that I could tell any word on his shoulder.
I haven't heard anything on any of our guys, so hopefully we'll get more updates as the day by tomorrow.
Thank you, Gus.
Okay. Thank you.
Jeff Loggeman with head coach Gus Bradley outside of the Jaguars locker room. The first word with the head coach. We're back in a moment. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Jeff Loggeman inside the locker room as well. Jags fall 42-39 to the Tennessee Titans in Week 13. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by your Southern Ford dealers. Jags fall 42-39 to the Tennessee Titans. We go back to Nashville. Jeff Loggeman has Allen Robinson. Jeff?
Thank you, JP. Allen, a tough game certainly to take. You know, personal performance, you know, 10 catches, over 150 yards and three touchdowns, but probably little to celebrate.
Yeah, you know, I mean, for us, you know, I know for myself, you know, we'll much rather have a win, you know, but I mean, you know, just a couple, again, man, just a couple mistakes as far as, you know, us capitalizing a little bit more. You know, I thought the offense played well. I think we capitalized in the red zone today. You know, just a couple more, you know, a couple more times we gotta capitalize on a couple third downs.
How frustrating is it on offense to see the Titans be able to kind of match you guys point for point after every possession that they have?
I mean, just watching ball and stuff, you know, we know that they have a good offense, you know. So, I mean, you know, it's not too frustrating, you know, because at times, you know, our defense has really, you know, has really helped people out, you know, and it's kind of been on us, you know. So, I mean, for us, you know, we saw what kind of game it was. We knew that we were going to have to put points up to win.
How frustrating is it to have a loss against the Chargers and then here at Tennessee against what a lot of teams would say, well, you should win, but look, it is the NFL.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, it is NFL, you know, and like I said, you know, I thought offensively, you know, we played well, you know, just down the stretch, you know, with how the game was going, you know, just a couple more third downs we had to get, you know, to try to put some points up, you know. So, I mean, offensively, we scored with 39 points. So, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, at the end of the day, we needed 43 today.
All right. Thank you, Al.
No problem. Thank you.
Jeff Loggeman with Allen Robinson, JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Fred, I mean, this is unbelievable day for the Jaguars offense statistically for Bortles, the five touchdowns, three of those to A-Rob though, and he put together an outstanding day even though it was a losing effort today.
Yeah, I mean, that performance was amazing. You know, the 11 touchdowns, breaking the record. I mean, Jimmy Smith wasn't even nowhere near a slouch, so it spells a lot for that guy and the talent and, you know, the ability that he has going forward. Same for Blake. You know, potentially an AFC player of the week performance negated by a loss, you know, and I think it'll end up shifting over to Marcus Mariota. But this is what we've been waiting to see from the offense. The potential, the tight ends got involved, the receivers were involved, the quarterback played outstanding. The line didn't play too shabby, only two sacks there. The run game looked okay, you know, 21 for 81. So it was a really nice balance performance by the offense. The defense has to, you know, both defenses actually took the day off. They got to play better going forward.
Yeah, Fred, I think speaking of the defense, Aaron Colvin had his ankle wrapped before the game. We heard the guys on the pregame broadcast right in the final few minutes watching him really struggling moving around on the field. We didn't see him out in the game very much at all today, and I think his absence was notable, and I think that in part is why Mariota had so much time to find open guys in the secondary.
Of course, it changes the substitution packages. You know, maybe if they wanted to go sub versus a certain set, knowing that the Titans, you know, favor their tight ends in there and try and create certain matchups that will go in our favor, that wasn't able to, you know, be accomplished today. But, you know, going forward, the formula is there. We've seen it. We've seen glimpses all year. They have to find a way to finish these games, man, complement each other offensively, defensively. And we'll see a very good football team.
When we return, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions for Fred Taylor. Jags fall to the Tennessee Titans, 42-39, the final in Nashville. Jaguars postgame continues after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. X1 from Xfinity will change the way you experience sports. With the X1 Sports app, you can track stats and scores right on your TV while watching another game live. Xfinity, the future of awesome. Not awesome today for the Jags. A final score 42-39 in Nashville. The Titans over the Jaguars in Week 13. Jaguars postgame continues. JP Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. It's time now for the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast Questions of the Game for Fred Taylor. Brought to you by Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Fred, number one, what about the kicker for the Jaguars? What would you do here?
JP, you know, his performance is unacceptable. You know, he's missed too many extra points, six on the year. He's missed, you know, a handful of field goals to go along with that. It's unacceptable. You know, he's made a clutch kick, you know, to save a game, but you can't miss the layups. You can't miss the layups. So, you know, you have to try and regroup. You go back, you tell him, look, kid, you got to focus. We got to make these kicks.
Fred, question number two, what happened to the defense today?
They stayed in Jacksonville.
Number three.
There's not much to add to that, right?
That would be lightning fast, yes. Number three, Fred, is it officially over? Are the Jags done from any kind of postseason this year?
JP, with four games remaining, the Colts look pretty solid. I would say, yeah. They have to play, you know, show glimpses of what to look forward to next year, I think is what we can call the remaining games of the season.
There you have it, the Comcast Xfinity Lightning Fast questions and answers of the game for Fred Taylor. Fred, we've got to expand on the defensive thought since they stayed in Jacksonville.
Succinct.
Yes.
The thing is, JP, you know, over the last 4 weeks, the tight ends have been the other offense's focus. You know, we don't cover the tight end. We're great at stopping the run, but the problem is, we have safeties that are aggressive down in the box, and the tight ends are slipping out behind these guys, and they're creating opportunities in the run game. Now when the safeties, when they need to come, you know, when they have to play, you know, honest, the run game opens up, and the Titans show they're able to create balance and run the game. There's no pressure up front by the front four. Even when we blitzed, the Titans connected on a few plays there. When we sent two guys, three guys, the two stops in the first half, we started, you know, the three and out, we said, okay, we came to play. But in all actuality, it was only two stops in the first half, and one was a gift by Green Beckham when the ball went through his hand for the interception. So it was no energy. So it was just a bad day for the defense. They didn't show up.
We'll come back in a moment and listen to the highlights. Plenty to get to today. We'll also find a Bud Light play of the game. A little later, an EverBank stats check, the player of the game, an injury report, all that still to come. Final score 42-39, the Titans over the Jaguars. This is Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Beards Jewelry at the St. John's Town Center in Jacksonville, where exceptional is affordable. Final score 42-39, the Titans over the Jaguars in Week 13. It's time to hear the highlights from today's game. We'll get to the Bud Light play of the game as well. And we'll start off, well, it's going to be a while, so strap in and hang on. We got some highlights today. Tennessee opened the scoring. First quarter, Mariota to Stevens. A 10-yard touchdown for the tight end.
Rolling right is Mariota. Lots of time. Throws to the middle of the field. That's going to be a touchdown. That's too easy. He rolled right and threw it to Craig Stevens, and it's a 10-yard touchdown pass, and Tennessee strikes first.
Seven zip the score. The Jags, though, after a couple three and outs, go down the field. 10 plays, 75 yards in just over 4 minutes. Bortles to Rashad Green, a 2-yard score.
Yeldon, in the running back, next to Blake Bortles. Play fake, fires it to Rashad Green. That's a touchdown, Jacksonville. A little 2-yard slant. Touchdown from Bortles to Rashad Green.
Touchdown tied Garrard's single-season record of 23 touchdowns in a single season. The extra point, no good. 7-6 the score. Ensuing drive for Tennessee. 10 plays, 90 yards. Just over 6 minutes. Mariota, Delanie Walker, public enemy number one.
Great drop from Mariota. Looking to the right side. That is going to be caught for the touchdown. Delanie Walker beat Jonathan Cyprien, and the Titans are in the end zone again.
14-6 to score. Jags go three and out. The defense back on the field. A ball goes through Green Beckham's hands. House on the deflection.
Play fake. Mariota looks. Down the field. Fires. That is going to be picked off. It is picked off by Devon House. It went through the hands of Dorial Green Beckham. And Devon picks it off, and the Jaguars are in business. They start at their own 35-yard line.
Jags start out with decent field position, move the ball again. Eight plays, 66 yards. T.J. Yeldon from a yard out. Yes, they ran the ball at the goal line and scored a touchdown.
Aloalo the running, the fullback. Yeldon the running back. They give it to Yeldon. Lowers his shoulder near the goal line. No sign yet. Thought he was in there. No signal. How can there not be a signal? Touchdown, Jaguars! Looked pretty clear from here that he was in. Finally, we get the signal, and Jacksonville is in the end zone.
Jacksonville down 14-12. They try to go for two and chase the points. No good. It's 14-12. Two-minute drill for Tennessee before halftime. Nine plays, 75 yards, and a minute 50. And Mariota cashes in on a one-yard touchdown run to Antonio Andrews, 21-12 is the halftime score. All right, here we go. Second half. Third quarter, Jaguars on offense for the first time, 14 plays, 64 yards. Bortles to A-Rob for the 24th touchdown of the season.
Dropping, it's a blitz. Blake scrambles away from it. Rolling to his right, looking into the end zone, looking, fires it into the end zone. No side, touchdown! There's now a touchdown, that's Allen Robinson. Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Extra point is good, 21-19. Tennessee on offense, nine plays, 80 yards. Mariota to Dorial Green Beckham, 47-yard touchdown.
Straight drop, four-man rush. He looks. Fires in the middle of the field, and that is going to be caught. And he bounced off a tackle to Dorial Green Beckham, and he is going to be into the end zone. He bounced off a defender, kept his feet, and is going to go all the way to the end zone. It's a 47-yard touchdown pass from Mariota to Dorial Green Beckham.
28-19 the score. The Titans with the lead. Jags back on offense. Six plays, 80 yards, including a 45-yard pass to A-Rob. A-Rob cashes in with an 8-yard touchdown. The extra point, no good. 28-25. Tennessee back on offense, facing third down. The Jaguars blitz gets home.
Great drop. The Jags send the house. They blitz. Can they get there? They're going to get there. The ball is out. They're going to get there. The ball is out. Let's see who fell on top of it. He fumbled it. It is Jacksonville football. They forced the sack, and Jacksonville has it inside the 10-yard line.
This sequence is the Bud Light play of the game presented by Bud Light. It reminds fans to stay in the game and drink responsibly because the next play, Bortles to Julius Thomas for a touchdown.
Play fake. Bortles looks into the end zone for Julius Thomas, who makes a leaping effort. Touchdown, Jacksonville. A 9-yard touchdown strike. And the Jags have taken the lead.
32-28, Jaguars lead, but on third down of the ensuing Tennessee drive at their own 13-yard line, Marcus Mariota shows off some blazing speed.
Great drop. They blitz. They send six to the Jags. They try to get there. Mariota runs out of there. He's got all kind of room. Out past the 20, out past the 30. Mariota still on his feet. Marcus Mariota is into Jaguar territory. Marcus Mariota inside the 20. He is going to go all the way. Mariota just went 87 yards for a touchdown. My goodness.
35-32 Tennessee. Next Jags possession. Bad snap by Wisniewski over Bortles' head.
One receiver right, yelled in the running back. Shotgun. Oh, he snapped it over his head. Wiz snapped it over his head. Blake's going to try and recover it. He cannot. The Titans pick it up. And they're going to walk into the end zone with a defensive touchdown. You got to be kidding me.
42-32 the score. The Jags drive right back down the field, though, on offense. And they get in the end zone again. Bortles to A-Rob for the third time in the game.
Dropping, looking. It's a blitz. Goes to the middle of the field. That is caught for the touchdown. Allen Robinson, a 7-yard touchdown catch from Blake Bortles, and the Jags are battling back.
42-39, turnover on downs, the next Jags possession. Jags defense can't stop them near the goal line, and that's how it ended today. 42-39 the final. The Titans are now 3-9. The Jags fall to 4-8. We'll come back with more with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey. Jags fall in Tennessee in Week 13. The Everbank Stats Check is next after this on the Jaguars Radio Network.
This portion of Jaguars postgame is brought to you by Geico, Farrah and Farrah, and by Everbank. Jaguars postgame continues right now.
J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, Fred Taylor. Jags fall in Nashville to the Tennessee Titans, 42-39, the final in Week 13. Jags fall to 4-8. The Titans improve to 3-9 on the season. Republic Services is the undisputed leader in recycling in Northeast Florida. The official waste provider of the Jags, proudly serving the residents and businesses in Northeast Florida for over 30 years. Call Republic Services for all of your waste and recycling solutions, and they will take it from here. And it's time now for an EverBank final stats check in the game. And you know what? It's one of those days, if you're a defense, you kind of cringe when you look at the stat sheet here. The total first downs in the game, 26-20. Titans led in that department. Total yardage, 467 for Tennessee, 383 for the Jags. That included 81 yards rushing for the Jaguars today, 210 for the Titans, including the 87-yard run by Marcus Mariota. Passing, 302 to 257. The Jags led in that department. Third downs in this game. Tennessee Titans, 8 of 13 on third downs. They had a lot of key ones earlier in the game. Jags were 10 of 14 on third down efficiency today on offense, by the way. Red zone efficiency. Jags 6 for 6 in touchdowns inside the red zone. That was a point all week long. And they cashed in the touchdowns when they needed to, which was the good thing.
Yeah, they certainly did, and that was thanks in part to Blake Bortles' performance, 24 out of 36, 322 through the air with those five scores, no interceptions, averaged nearly 9 yards per attempt today. Marcus Mariota, pretty darn good on his own, 20 for 29 with 268, averaged a little over 9 yards per attempt, three touchdowns, and the one interception, JP, as you mentioned, off the deflection. For the Jaguars on the ground, T.J. Yeldon led the way, 15 carries, 57 yards with the one-yard scoring run as well. Marcus Mariota with the 87-yard scamper helped contribute to a 9-carry, 112-yard performance with a touchdown there. Antonio Andrews also took one in. He ran for 58 yards on 13 carries. Great day for Allen Robinson. Record set today, Bortles setting the single-season touchdown passing mark. Allen Robinson, the single-season reception mark for TDs, also went over 1,000 yards, 10 for 153 with the three scores. Yeldon caught four out of the backfield for 79 yards total, and then a number of other receivers chipped in, including Julius Thomas and Rashad Green, each catching touchdown passes. Defensively for the Jacksonville Jaguars, Paul Posluszny led the way with 13 tackles, too many of those downfield. Two tackles for loss, though. Cyprian had 11, and Telvin Smith, 9 total tackles, including a couple of sacks, including one that forced Mariota to cough it up that Ryan Davis recovered, and the Jags would capitalize and punch it in.
Of course, Fred, the ones that stick out to you offensively, and yes, it's a losing effort today, 42-39. That's the raw deal of this thing, but what Bortles and A-Rob did together today was pretty remarkable.
That's extremely remarkable. You know, remind me of a few of my old teammates, Brunell and Jay Smooth, man. It was a great performance by them. But you even said it, JP, 6 for 6 red zone. You know, we've been looking for some red zone offense this year. And, hey, 100%, you can't ask for anything else. 10 of 14 on third down. That's great. Those numbers are great. But it's a losing effort, so, you know, stats become just numbers when you lose. But it is something to go back and look at and say, well, guys, we're capable. You know, we can do this. Let's just find a way to be consistent, you know, try and play together with each other offensively, defensively, special teams. And then at that moment, we'll be a good team. But until that happens, you know, you're going to continue to be not such. I don't want to call them a bad team anymore because they have shown improvement. They've made some strides. But they're not a good team.
Yeah, they typically don't put it together, safe? Fred, I'm sorry, in all three phases in the same week, right? I mean, it's
right.
You know, when the offense is hot, the defense let them down today. Special teams, obviously, with the missed extra points. They can't seem to have all of the units playing up to their potential in the same week. Or at least they haven't.
Right. And you know, it's always that happens, and then somehow that one costly turnover finds its way into the game to sort of bite us in the butt, you know, because the game was 32-28, then we gave up the big plays, 39-32, and then the fumble recovery that the Titans scoop score right there, you know, so that sort of hurt us and dug us down by 10 right there. So, you know, we got to find a way to protect the ball and play together in all phases, and then that team is going to be lights out. and guarantee you the shot back in the playoffs.
One more thing I wanted to get your opinion on, Fred. I thought it was, you know, pretty impressive as well. Again, numbers are numbers, and that's what they are in a loss. But for Bortles to put up what he did, five touchdowns, over 300 yards, no interceptions, and for Allen Robinson to do what he did, both of them knowing that Allen Hurns is not in there, Bortles' second most potent weapon this year. That means coverage is probably going to be even rolling more towards Robinson than it typically does, and it really didn't cause this offense to miss a beat today. I thought that was impressive.
Hey, Mike, that was the only reason I didn't take Allen Robinson this week on FanDuel. Because I said to myself, with an injured Allen Hurns, you know, they got a double Robinson. And then, you know, Blake isn't going to be able to give him as many targets as they would like. We're going to get the tight ends involved after the week that Julius had last week with the high 10 target game. So they scared me off my mark. I didn't take A-Rob and FanDuel. And he's a monster, man. You know, he double team, single coverage. You know, he goes up and he gets the ball. I'm a fan. I am a fan.
When we return, the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game voting. This will be interesting today. It's unfortunately in a losing effort. 42-39, Titans over the Jaguars. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey in a moment. It's Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues after the unhappy final in Nashville today. 42-39. Titans are now 3-9 with a win. The Jags fall to 4-8 in the loss. Mariota with a big day. Blake Bortles with a big day. Plenty of guys with a big day offensively. So plenty of candidates for the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game voting. Here's how it works. I get a vote. Mike, you get a vote. Fred gets a vote and a half. So I'll start today.
Can I clarify something for the rules?
Sure.
Are we allowed to split our vote or must we choose one guy today?
So that would mean like a vote and a half go towards two, which would kill.
I'm just wondering, could I give a half vote to one guy and a half vote to another guy? What do you say, Fred?
Well, you know what? I'll offer you guys a third of my half. You know, if that makes sense.
let's just vote.
Okay, I got to carry the one. I'm going to go with Allen Robinson today, Jaguars wide receiver. 15 targets, 10 catches, 153 yards, 3 touchdowns, the first Jags receiver since Jimmy Smith in 05 to go over 1,000 for the season. And now he's well past that, and he's going to go well past that if he continues that pace this season. You can see where he can take over a game. 50-50 balls are now turning, as the guys said on the broadcast, into 75-25 balls for him. He's a true weapon on the outside. And deserves Pro Bowl consideration if the Jags can finish strong at the end of the season.
I don't care if they finish strong or not. He is a Pro Bowler this year, in my opinion. Whether he deserves more than consideration. He deserves to be a Pro Bowler, and not because five guys pulled out at the last minute and he just got an alternate route. I mean, the numbers are staggering what he's been able to do this year. But I'll put the pressure on Freddie, because I'm going to vote for Blake Bortles here to even it out. He certainly deserved recognition. 24 out of 36, 322. 5 touchdown passes, which sets his career high, and almost as important, no interceptions today, Fred. And, you know, he threw one or two that were a little bit scary, but I thought it was a pretty efficient day. And as the guys were talking about during the broadcast, one of his best decision-making days that we've seen at quarterback.
You know, Mike, I agree with you. We have to recognize Blake's performance. He played an outstanding game. It's just hard to overlook a 10 catch, you know, 153-yard, 3 touchdown. Basically, you're the brightest spot in the entire offense, knowing that you're going to get some double coverage, some road coverage your way. So I'm going to send my vote to Allen Robinson. I think he deserves it.
There he is.
Not undeserving, that's for sure.
Not at all. What a day for A-Rob. He is the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game. Again, 15 targets, 10 catches, 153 yards, 3 touchdowns, and really kind of took over the early part of that second half. The first two drives for the Jags on offense, he had the over 1,000 on the drive where he caught a 1-yard touchdown at the end of it. Then he had the a 45-yard jump ball catch, and then an 8-yard touchdown at the end of that drive, and later in the second half another touchdown as well. So A-Rob, the Safe Touch Security Player of the Game. We're back with a Baptist Health injury report. Final score 42-39. Titans over the Jaguars. It's Jaguars postgame on Jaguars Radio. Jaguars postgame continues after the loss in Nashville. 42-39 Tennessee over Jacksonville today. The Titans are now 3-9. The Jags are 4-8. It's time for the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. A few names popped up on there today. Rashad Green, Jaguars wide receiver with a shoulder injury, left the game, was reported to be kind of during that first punt return. That's certainly, Fred, unfortunate to see if you finally have a threat back there at the punt returning spot when the defense does get the offense off the field and there's a punting situation. It didn't happen much today. But when that happens, hey, you finally have a weapon back there, and we'll see how bad the shoulder is, but you don't want to see that guy off the field.
Right, of course not. Young guy just getting back in the lineup. You know, you saw the type of threat that he imposed on the opposing defenses. And not only that, JP, with Hearns out, you know, there's an opportunity to possibly see him get some reps at the receiver position, maybe a reverse here and there or something, you know, something to help try and keep the defense off balance. But we wish him well. Hopefully it's nothing major.
Rashad Green today, 3 targets, 2 catches, 15 yards, including a touchdown reception. And a 13-yard reception as well. Paul Posluszny was holding his right hand or wrist towards the end of the game after a tackle on Mariota after a huge day today on defense in terms of statistics and tackles and such. What, 13 total tackles, 2 for a loss today. We'll see. Posluszny is about as tough as they come, Fred.
Yeah, he's the leader of the defense, you know, along with Telvin. But he's the veteran guy that everybody else looks up to. So with Paz, we got to get him, make sure he, you know, is not anything major. Get Scooter back at some point, and then that run defense can, you know, to be the defense that it's been prior to, you know, last weekend, you know, today. It wasn't the run defense that we're used to seeing.
And finally, Aaron Colvin. Looked like he had some ankle issues today. Was not on the field a good bit of the game. Now, on the 87-yard touchdown, he was the guy about to walk down Mariota.
He almost caught him with a nice dive. Yeah. I mean, that was a great effort. We always yell at guys to dive at guys' feet, right, when they're getting out race to the end zone. He gave everything he had. But, Fred, I got to believe if he's 100%, he didn't show up in the box score at all. No stats whatsoever, no passes defense, no tackles. This guy has been the most active guy in the secondary for the Jags all year. And that, to me, we don't know. We're going to have to find out just how hampered he was. That could have been the difference in this ball game.
Right, Mike. Tough guy. He's very scrappy. You know, a little banged up. It's late in the season. But definitely a good find, you know, by the front office. Doing a good job of bringing him in here. So, you know, we want these guys to try and get healthy. But it's late in the season. You're going to have the little nicks and the bruises and the scrapes. You know, as long as you can go, man, you go. You give it the best you can. If it's not, it's not going to be 100% this late, but you muster up whatever you can and give your team your best effort, your best foot forward.
There you have it, the injury report presented by Baptist Health System, changing health care for good. When we return, final moments of Jaguars postgame. We'll preview next week's matchup here at home. The Indianapolis Colts are coming to Everbank Field next week. More with Fred Taylor and Mike Dempsey after this on the Jaguars Radio Network. Jaguars postgame continues. J.P. Shadrick, Mike Dempsey, and Fred Taylor. Jags fall to the Tennessee Titans. Final score 42-39 in Nashville this afternoon. And now the Jags are coming back home, guys, to face the Indianapolis Colts. Jim Irsay, the Colts owner, said earlier he expects Andrew Luck to return against the Texans or the Dolphins. That is, of course, after next week. So a big dose of Matt Hasselbeck this week, Fred.
Hey, JP, Matt's hot. You know, it's all about the hot hand. He's a quarterback. He's even not acknowledged that he's the quarterback, backup quarterback, and would definitely surrender the job over to Luck. But he's hot right now. They found a way to become the Colts of old. But they're going to go and play a tough Steelers defense tonight. So hopefully the Steelers can get that one. Earlier, JP, I said that the Jags were out of it. You know, I sort of was a little bit ahead of myself. You know, there's still a way for them to go 8-8. Texans can go 7-9 as well as the Colts, but they need to lose against the Patriots, Titans, and the and us, as well as the Colts needing to lose to us, the Fins, and the Titans. So there's still a shot, long shot, but there's still life.
You let your emotions get to you there, Fred. You spoke too soon.
I spoke too soon, JP. I just started rambling, man. Just like now, you know. I just get excited, man. I got a ADD medicine somewhere.
That's
I gotta,
okay. It happens to all of us.
Fred, regardless, if the Jags are mathematically alive, it is a long shot now. And losing consecutive games to teams that had only two wins prior to playing you, it's got to be somewhat
right.
disheartening. When you're in the month of December and your hopes of contending even for a wild card spot or whatever are slipping through your fingers, how tough is it coming off those kind of losses to get up? I know they're professionals. It's their job. They've got to do it. They've got to focus on the next opponent. But how hard is that to do?
It's extremely hard because after you make some strides, you know, you say, okay, here we are. We've won two in a row. Here's a team in the Chargers coming in here, you know, 2-7. We should beat them. You know, West Coast team coming way to Florida, way East Coast. We should get this win. But you lose that one. Then you play another 2-8 team. Then you lose that one. Then you or 2-9 team, right? 2-8. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Then you lose that one. So I mean, it's it's really frustrating. But the season isn't over. It's a thing called pride. You have four opponents left. You know, two of them being divisional opponents, and you want to at least leave. If you don't make the playoffs, you want to leave a taste in those teams' mouths. You know, for the entire playoffs, if they make it. So the Jags, they just got to find a way to finish strong, let the numbers, mathematically, whatever they do, handle themselves. And, but you got to try and finish the season strong and see what's going to happen going forward.
Well, that starts next week when the Indianapolis Colts come to town, a 1 o'clock kickoff here at Everbank Field. Tickets are available. 633-2000 or jaguars.com/tickets. Fred, we'll look forward to seeing you in the flesh next week here at Everbank.
Live in the flesh. I will be there.
Sounds great. We'll see you
Thanks,
next
Fred.
Hey, I'm a little bit off, man. My Gators got slaughtered last night, so I'm a little off. This weekend was a big weekend, or at least I thought it was. Congratulations to your squad, JP.
Thank you.
I want to acknowledge that.
Thank you. And congratulations to you.
We did push.
You were inducted to the SEC Legends this week on Friday night at the dinner in Atlanta, so congratulations on that. But I can't say I'm sorry about the result of the game.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Fred, we'll talk to you next week. Fred Taylor joining
Good
us.
Good luck in the playoffs. Thanks.
Okay, Fred Taylor. The Jags fall. This is a tough one, Mike. I mean, 42-39. Offense there today. They rally in the second half of this game. A defense can't hold them. And the special teams back to the drawing board again with a kicker.
Well, you finally fix what – look, even though we know defensively in the red zone they're having issues, you fix your most glaring thing, which was offensively in the red zone.
Yes.
You go 6-for-6 on scoring touchdowns, and it comes down to a missed extra point, which prompts you to go for two early in the game because – you don't trust this guy. I mean, come on, let's be honest now. He's missed another one, which justified their decision to go for two, I think. That's 6 on the season, the most of anyone in the National Football League, JP. So, you don't expect then, if you put up 39 points, you should win the football game 100% of the time. I know it doesn't work out that way in the NFL, but, I guess give credit to the Titans for putting together a pretty good game plan today, but I truly believe Aaron Colvin's absence hampered this defense. But that's no excuse. You got to go out there and still stop him. You knew Delanie Walker was a big part of that game plan coming in. They had no answer for him most of the day. Mariota killed you with his feet, particularly on the 87-yarder, and then you gave Tennessee a touchdown with Wisniewski snapping it over Bortles' head. And his team doesn't have that kind of margin for error where you can give away plays like that against anybody and expect to win football games.
Now you know what's next? For those in Jacksonville, the Scoreboard Show presented by FanDuel. Your calls, 1-800-355-NFL1. That's 1-800-355-6351 on our flagship station in Jacksonville. The Scoreboard Show coming up next. Jaguar Senior VP of Communications is Dan Edwards. Manager of Radio, Joe Fortunato. Linda Fortunato, the producer today. And for Fred Taylor, Jeff Lagerman, and Mike Dempsey, this is J.P. Shadrick saying good evening. Final score, 42-39, Titans over the Jaguars on the Jaguars Radio Network.